Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. If you have already had a concussion, are you more susceptible to cognitive deficits after another? Psychologist Tracy Kovacin and colleagues administered a commonly used concussion assessment tool called IMPACT, or Immediate Post-Concussion Assessment and Cognitive Testing, to college athletes. This computer test measures attention, verbal and visual memory, processing speed, reaction time, learning, and numerical sequencing abilities. All athletes were tested with these instruments preseason. During the sports season, 57 athletes got concussions. About one-third had a history of two or more concussions. The IMPACT test was administered to all on both 1 and 5 days after their injury. Athletes with a history of concussion did not have a greater likelihood of sustaining a more severe concussion. However, athletes with a concussion history were significantly worse in verbal memory and reaction time on day 5 when compared to athletes with no concussion history. Neurocognitive testing is a valuable tool to use in conjunction with reported symptoms. Coaches, doctors, and athletes can increase their accuracy in making safe return-to-play decisions. Athletes should return to play only if symptom-free and neurocognitive test scores return to baseline. Recovery may take longer if the athlete has had a prior concussion.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.